if you're hearing this,
drum
corps is dead.
Yeah, yeah. For those people that have been living under a brick and decided to listen to this before they looked at Facebook, drum corps is no more.
Welcome to Sketchbook Podcast, a discussion about creativity, preparation, and effort with artists, creators, and educators. As always, I'm your host, Daniel Montoya Jr., and I'm welcomed to have, that was incorrect, but I'm very excited to have Jason Robb, program coordinator of the, which drum corps do you work with again, sir?
Well, I guess now the 2021 Madison Scouts.
they're always the Madison Scouts.
Yeah, that's true. Right? I am the program coordinator for the Madison Scouts.
Yes, that is correct. And as you alluded to, this is all news to us. The drum corps season will not be progressing as we have come to know it in the last 40 plus, actually longer than that, but right. You know.
It's the first time in a long time the drum corps season is officially canceled by DCI and the memberships of DCI as of 1 p.m. on Thursday, March 26th,
This will literally drop at the same time.
Wow. So, and so we are about 20, we are 20 hour, I guess it's 19 hours before it's happening.
It's about 6:30 the night before.
Yeah.
So it is not a spoiler alert to say that we knew this was happening.
Right.
Because the membership, the directors have talked and all this other stuff. So Jason, I guess maybe one of the first questions people will want to know is, how hard was this decision for drum corps that you're aware of? Because you're not the director, you're not the corps director, you're not the executive director, but you're someone very high in the level of admin with Madison Scouts.
Well, I think, you know, one of the best parts about the Madison Scouts, and you know this, but people might not know, is that we, the administrators, so I'm a little bit in both worlds. I live as a, like part administrator, but I'm basically the administrator / artistic leader of the design team. Mm-hmm. So we have a lot of calls with the admin. So Chris Komnick, the CEO, Nick Putnam and David Lofi, who are basically the fundraising person and the actual core director, and then Dan Peterson, who's basically running the nonprofit, mm-hmm. Nick Monzi, who runs the captions. And so the six of us have meetings a lot, and we've been talking about it for a while, but basically ever since, even before they started having meetings, like, well, how is this going to affect us?
Yeah.
And we were just like anyone else, like, oh, that's going to blow over. It's not going to be that big of a deal. You know, we chose to cancel March camp because we felt like the optics of it were important. At first, we were like, well, we probably should just because we don't want any bad press, and then it turns out we for sure needed to cancel March camp.
Yeah,
for sure. That would have been this weekend.
It is correct. It would be this weekend. Be March camp for the Madison Scouts. Maybe a lot of other drum corps.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah. Well, that was a good call.
Can you imagine?
No.
We're just now canceling flights and telling kids about. Yeah. Well, I have to imagine the WGI announcement did not help.
I mean, we still were on the, you know, this whole time, like we have been trying to be very optimistic, but not foolish, as an organization. But, you know, Chris Komnick was on the board of directors for DCI for a long time. Mm-hmm. So he has a lot of really good relationships and is constantly talking to people in the activity about what they're doing. And, you know, for us, we just want to make sure that the students have some sort of experience. You know, like there's age outs and we don't know what that's going to look like yet. And mm-hmm. I mean, there's just so many people that have committed to these organizations. I mean, I wouldn't be who I am if it wasn't for Marching Drum Corps.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, it's been really, really tough. And the conversations we've had have been strong and clear, but hard for sure.
Right. And you also, in case people don't know, march the Madison Scouts. You're an alum. Yeah. So you learned a lot of lessons through the Madison Scouts, and it's probably no lie to say you hope to give those lessons to the kids throughout the year.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's hard. You know, the hardest thing thinking about it is, you know, if they change the rule, let's say, and let's mm-hmm. say they let all the age outs have another year, which I would be shocked if it didn't happen.
Seriously.
But there's going to still be students that can't do it.
Yeah.
Because now you're talking about, like, there's kids that are graduating college that need to become band directors or do whatever they do. Like, correct. Those students might not be able to do it. And it wasn't in their plan. Like, it was in their plan to age out this summer. Yeah. And now that they can't. So they're going to have to completely readjust their plan. And that's hard, man. You know, there's a lot of implications on the whole country and just how this is working with marching band and WGI and drum corps and all this stuff. It's just so insane.
So I imagine there's going to be some members, contracted members, returning members, et cetera, of the Madison Scouts, and obviously some members of other drum corps that are very disappointed and sad and frustrated. There's going to be lots of things coming out from lots of people, but what do you say to the membership of the Madison Scouts right now? They have literally just got the final confirmation. Rumors have been flying for days.
Right.
I think there's been an assumption that this was going to happen, but now it's official.
Right. It's done.
What do you say to them?
Well, you know, for me personally, it's like, you know, it's funny, it's not funny, but it, you know, it's poetic to me because, like, our core song, if you don't know the words, like, Never Walk Alone, like, it's about going through hard times. You know, that's literally the core song. It's on the back of the core jacket. Like, you'll never walk alone. And like, you know, you have to hold your head up high. And, you know, at the end of all of this, people are going to still live and we're still going to get the things we need to do. And you're still going to do that. You know, we're actually offering an experience to our members to continue. So Nick Monzies, our educational coordinator, set up this whole thing for the kids to learn through all the summer, like do virtual master classes, virtual private lessons. There's talks about Drum Corps creating something at the end of the summer. We don't know what that's going to look like yet. Mm-hmm. And to me, it's just the kids need to engage. The members need to stay connected, engage. Right. You know, it's not going to be the same, but you just roll with the punches. You know, you just keep staying positive because it's out of your control. You can't worry about anything that's out of your control, right?
Yeah, we will.
But yeah. I mean, how do you feel? I mean, your music, you just spent your whole life writing your first world-class drum corps show.
A second, but first real one, no, really.
Oh, the whole show.
Oh, the whole show. That's correct. That's correct. Well, look, selfishly, I wanted the world to see and hear what we were coming up with, right? Because this is a team effort. It's not just, but at the end of the day, it's
also your music.
It is my hand.
Yeah.
You know, and to lump another mutual friend of us, like, this was going to be Evan Van Doren's and my's, like, here we go. Yeah. We're going to do it. Yeah. Pressure from the start. And now there is a whole year, at least, of this not happening. So it is deflating. It's frustrating. It's disappointing. It's sad. Especially, you remember the first time. And it was a December camp, and we sat there.
I took the picture.
You did, and they played that tune.
Yeah,
and it was you had prepped me for it. You were like, you're going to hear them play this tune for the first time, and I just wanted them to keep. And they did keep playing it over and over again. Yeah. It was awesome.
Yeah.
But now,
not the first time though. The first time that was special.
And now, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Each time was less and less special.
Yeah, I got to look at Daniel's Facebook page. Go follow him on Facebook, and his cover photo is him.
It was
a picture I took of him when the Madison Scouts played the first impact of the show for the very first time.
Yes, it was amazing. And then when we brought the battery and percussion in the front, it was just. It was amazing. It's an amazing experience as an arranger and as a composer. So yes, I am selfishly very upset that people will not get to see and hear it because we toiled away on this starting in October.
I know.
And then that was the first thing I wrote. The first notes I wrote were that impact.
I know.
Like, here we go.
Yeah.
And
that's awesome.
And it sucks.
Yeah.
It really, really sucks. So obviously you can't answer any questions for any other drum corps except for the Madison Scouts.
That's true. Maybe.
Maybe.
Oh,
maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah. Here we go.
Yeah, what so, if I just I just told about everybody's show that I know about?
Yeah. Why not? If I'm a member of the Madison Scouts, my first question is going to be, what are we going to do about the show that we had planned for 2020?
Well, it's funny that you say that. We've had a lot of conference calls. With the design team. We're not really sure how we're going to handle it yet. You know, we're talking about pushing the show to next summer. We're talking about using it this summer. If we have this 2-week thing at the end, you know, taking the material that's already been written and then adjusting it to whatever that experience is going to be. Yeah. We've talked about doing the opposite of that and just pushing it to next summer. I don't think that we're in a timetable. We need to probably not let our emotions override our intelligence here.
Yeah.
And that's what I would say. And it's hard. I wish I could be like, this is exactly what we're going to do and why we're going to do it. But you know, like this is a big thing that on your opinion, like you can't just like create something like, okay, well, I'm just going to make this other show. Like,
we've
spent so much time.
We did.
And energy and conversations. I mean, 1 to 4 calls a week. Poor Greg Gilgolo designing our uniform. He did a great job designing our costumes and uniforms, but it's like, you know, all that work is done. It's just crazy. It's like in a second, everything's gone.
Literally.
Yeah, it's
brutal. Like Thanos.
I know it is like that. And so I guess I would tell the members, it's like, you know, we're going to still be the same designers and we're still going to design something for you. So if if we have this thing at the end of the summer, that whatever that is will reflect the Madison Scouts and also reflect you as a arranger composer and all of us. And then, you know, we'll figure out how we utilize that. We're not just going to evaporate all the work we've done.
Right.
I'm sure that no one's just going to completely throw it all in the trash. There's too much blood, sweat, and tears.
Yeah, exactly. What do you say to the new members of the Madison Scouts, specifically the females, right? This was going to be the first year the Madison Scouts enter with gender inclusivity.
Right.
And their potential first performance will be a modified concert ensemble of whatever DCI is going to call it. Like this, they're not going to get the quote-unquote real Madison Scouts experience, but what sort of advice or words can you offer to those members?
Well, I mean, anything in our, and let's expand it because, you know, this is bigger than just like, you know, gender equality. Like let's talk about all equality and all inclusivity.
Sure,
like
let's do it.
Like every time that this has happened, it's a little poetic, it's always been hard. you know, you know, and I'll be honest, like there are some people that were all for this. Like there's alumni and fans that are like, yes, this is awesome. And sure. There was also alumni and fans that do not like
you don't the choice say.
That we like wanted to go inclusive. So,
right.
I think we talked about this on my first podcast, which is so funny to me because when the Madison Scouts were in their prime, they were like cutting edge, mm-hmm. you know, letting boys and men spin color guard equipment. Like mm-hmm. that was the only place you could do that because other drum corps only let females right. spin. So we used to do that, but we're not going to be inclusive here. So what I would tell them is, and you just got to keep pushing on, like this is going to happen. And, right. you know, we're offering something in the summer. Those people need to, those girls, young women need to get engaged in that. Mm-hmm. And then if Drum Corps comes out and does this 2-week experience in July and August, like we're going to need Drum Corps. Yeah. Like we've been, I mean, this is the first, you're the first person outside my son and my wife that I've seen in like 2 weeks.
Right.
You know, so like I'm on the way over here, I went and drove by P. Terry's and picked up Daniel and I hamburger. And we sat quietly on his couch and we're just like, this is amazing.
Yeah. Right.
But it's going to be like that with Drum Corps. But from now to August,
yeah.
we're going to want to hear Drum Corps. We're going to want to see marching, you know, and I can tell you like, we're going to be, you know, balls to the wall is what we're going to be.
Why not?
You know, just what, like there's nothing to lose.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and we have zero details about this. So I'm asking the question knowing what your answer might be. There will be no rules if this thing goes on in July and August, right? Hypothetically, you can be a woodwind player, right? Yeah. Hypothetically, you could be 23. Hypothetically,
you also
plus.
You also could have. You could literally have. What do the numbers need to be?
Like, could we have 250 brass players?
Why not? I don't know. I mean, I mean, right now, I think it's like there's no answers to any of those questions.
Right.
So the questions that we ask start solidifying what that's
going to
be.
Right. Right. So let's thought experiment.
Yeah.
What would you like it to be in July and August?
Well, first of all, like with, you know, our drum corps has had an explosion of kids come and audition.
Correct.
Which has been awesome. So yes. Like, you know, we've seen almost like over 700 yep. kids, which is.
And we haven't even counted the guard that would have come in April. And
that is correct. So to me, it's like, I personally want to keep this a youth activity mm-hmm. because it is a youth activity, but I think it's a great opportunity to get as many people a taste of what drum corps is as possible. And
sure.
Here's the humbling, sobering truth. This could kill some drum corps financially.
You're right.
I mean,
and I think that's something people are afraid to say out loud.
I fully expect there to be significantly less drum corps next summer because they were, you know, the financial, I don't know, like just the way that drum corps exists on the road and the money that it costs, and it's so expensive. And, it, you know, we're talking about youth that doesn't have money. It's just not viable for a lot of organizations that can't fundraise.
It's a razor thin's edge every year.
It's on the edge of a knife.
Yeah.
So there's just going to be drum corps that probably don't make it. And so there's going to be, you know, members that it's going to be harder for students to experience this activity mm-hmm. than ever before. You know, way back when there were drum corps in every city, it yeah. was like a local thing. It's not like that anymore.
No.
So,
and I think it's important to acknowledge that there's no corps is really safe from this, right?
No.
Just because you're, and just because you're the Blue Devils doesn't mean you're safe. And just because you're 25th place doesn't mean you're safe.
Well, like, think about it this way. Think about the Blue Devils organization. And I know nothing of fact. I only can conject what I see.
Correct.
Okay. So I see a drum corps that has a lot of their hands in a lot of things. Like, you know, like they make the System Blue instrument mm-hmm. line. That's all made in China.
Correct.
I mean, so what, from a business standpoint, you have to like think about like, have they been able to access any of that stuff?
Right.
And all of that financial investment, mm-hmm. you know, you also have a drum corps that's pulling in a lot of income from different areas that now all that gets cut off, right. but they also have all these people that they have to pay to make the Blue Devils.
Yeah.
So in some way that funnel of a lot of money coming in and a lot of money coming out, that affects everyone. That's not, you know, I mean, no one's just sitting on millions of dollars of cash.
Like right. That, right.
Like
yeah.
No one.
You know, like, what I mean? It's like they say, nobody does drum corps to make money.
That's correct. Okay. So then you have a drum corps like that. Well, then you have the in-betweens. Well, let's go to the other end. Then you have like a very fiscally conservative drum corps mm-hmm. that doesn't take in a lot of money, but isn't spending out a lot of money. Yeah. Some way like that's able to tighten up a little bit. But then you have people that are trying to climb. Mm-hmm. I would imagine, again, this is all conjecture, but I would imagine that people that are trying to like, hey, this is year. We're going to really put a lot into this and then hopefully we get a return. Well, then their season just got canceled. Right. I mean, dues. I mean, every drum corps is 150 members paying dues. They've been using those dues to pay staff, to pay for facilities, to pay designers to build the show, mm-hmm. to put down payments on equipment. Like, I mean, this has huge ripples. And then now we have cut all that off. We're not getting to the income part, which is shows and suvies.
Uh-huh. Correct.
And now we have all these students that don't get to march. So we're going to have to return them. So you're talking about $300,000-$500,000 of tuition.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. Like I mean, it is literally a nightmare.
Right. Yeah. And the reality for a lot of drum corps is they are paying off the debts of the previous year with tuition that comes in.
It's a credit
this
card.
Year. It is.
Yeah.
And if you've spent it paying for buses or paying for housing for last year, then you're like, I don't have this money.
Yeah.
This is how drum corps die.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, like, I mean, they're luckily we like for them, I can speak to the Madison Scouts. We have some partnerships with different people in the activity. Like Stanberry is like an amazing partner, you know, and they sponsor us. So mm-hmm. We don't have any money tied up in our costumes. And luckily the only thing that we lost was the time it was to create it.
Sure.
But there's other drum corps that don't get that. They have to pay for things,
yeah.
You know, or like we are sponsored by Yamaha. Well, we have to buy those instruments
mm-hmm.
and then, you know, at the end of the season we can sell them. And luckily we get a partnership where we can make a little bit of income on that. Right. But like, you know, we have all these instruments and so we have the value of them, but all money's tied up in that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, some drum corps they have to pay full price. Like it's correct. Brutal.
Yes.
You know, sticks, mallets. I mean, there's so many implications that are far reaching.
Right.
It's rough.
It is because at the end of the day, it's kind of a business. Still,
it is.
Right.
Yeah.
We hate to think about it.
Yeah. People, you know, and I'm on probably on the opposite end of the spectrum about what people say, like with corps dues. When I marched my very first summer of drum corps in 2002, my drum corps dues were $500.
Wow.
My second season, I think it was like 850. And I think my third season, it was like 1200.
Sure.
And when we went from 500 to 1200, everyone was talking about, it's so expensive. How can we do this? Okay. Let's think about what corps dues get a student. First of all,
let's talk about it.
You know, if you're marching the Carolina Crown, let's say I'm a mellophone player in the Carolina Crown.
All right. Okay? Catherine Van Doren.
I'm a little baby Catherine Van Doren.
Katie Van Doren.
Can't take a joke yet. She just came off Cedar Park High School and she is just, you know, as serious as ever.
That's right. Okay? That's right.
Mm-hmm. She's going to get access to some of the best designers, some of the best educators, you know. She's going to not have to pay for any housing or any food all summer.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like if you add all of that up, the value of the instruction, I mean, you're talking about just in the summer, part of May. So 2 weeks in May, all of June, all of July, and some in August. So let's say relatively 3 months.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's say it.
So how long is a tuition or how long is a semester in college?
Barely that, right?
Okay. Say 4 months. So yeah. What's a semester in college going to run you?
Yeah, significantly more.
I can say that I learned a lot more in my summers of drum corps than from a lot of college courses I took.
Yeah.
So let's say that we're paying $4,000 or $5,000. I still think the value of that money is good. It's hard because we don't have that money as a college kid, but the value of what that brings you is...
Correct.
I mean, you know, like, in what situation does any high school kid going to get to stand and be instructed by the composer of the art that they're performing?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, get a custom-made uniform for you.
Mm-hmm.
Although there's just the experience, thousands of screaming fans. I even though the dues are in that $4,000 or $5,000 range, I still feel like it's worth it. I still feel like it's a good value.
I agree.
You know, so, but that's, I mean, it's a business, you know?
Yes.
You know?
And that's the reality. The world changed after 9/11 because of gasoline prices.
Oh, for
and
sure.
All that stuff. And here we are 20 years later. And the world's going to change again.
It's never going to be the same.
And that's the thing. Like, we can sit here and say, this is what we're thinking about for 2021, but we have no idea what the state of the world will be, much less the state of the activity.
Right.
It's crazy.
Right. Well, I already talked to you. I'm going to say this out loud.
Go for it.
You know, next summer, I mean, the Madison South's going to use props in 2020.
We were. Wow.
Yeah.
You want to talk about them or not?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Especially because no one sees them. Like I can't see a situation where I look at the executive director of the Madison Scouts and say, okay, we want to spend $20,000 on props and I need $20,000 to move the props around all summer. Like, yeah. I feel foolish because now it's like, well, why were you comfortable saying that before? It's like, well, you know, because ignorance, I guess, but I just can't, we're going to have to be a different type of creator.
And that's not just the Madison Scouts. That's everybody.
I know. But like, think about it though. Like when you look at like the 90s videos of the cadets,
my gosh,
it was amazing.
Like, look at when they won in Angels and Demons with a 2012.
Yeah.
They had zero props.
Yeah. But so why it makes me ask the question of like, why have we made it so theatrical when mm-hmm. that's not, I mean, it's not the activity can be that, but who's bearing all of that?
Right.
The administrators and the students.
Yeah.
You know, I was talking to Dean Westman just about like the rise and fall of the props at the Bluecoats. And, you know, they've definitely curved it back a little bit, but like, you know, when they did the ZZ Top year, like, that's brutal. Like it had to have been like the student experience had to have been majorly impacted by that thing.
Sure. Sure. Yeah. It's a crazy world that we created. We've done it. We did it to ourselves.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. As a high school band director, I can tell you for a little bit, still a high school band director, but I can tell you like, yeah, we for sure do it to ourselves.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And now we're going to have to do it differently.
Yeah.
So you were alluding to something, or was you just saying that we were going to use props in 2020?
We're not going to use props next year.
We are not using props. I mean, That's a hot take. Yeah. Like,
I mean, there
are,
might,
are props, like, does that include like flats or a tarp that maybe doesn't get seen very well with light bouncing off of it or anything like
that? We might use something that's not a grass field, but we're not going to have like multiple large units that need to be moved around. I'm not going to, like, I don't want the Madison Scouts to have to obtain another vehicle to move something around.
Right.
So maybe tarps, maybe fabric, but like, here's the thing. Limitation is going to allow us to be more creative.
Correct.
And we've been creative. We've been dreamers recently in terms of just dreaming up things and trying to do it. But have we really been living inside of constraints? I don't think so. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe that's an ignorant thing for me to say, but I know for us, like I'm just going to like, this is a constraint I'm going to put down. We need to not have to carry props around all summer because I'm not going to do that to the drum corps the year after we almost got eliminated.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I would, I would imagine a lot of drum corps are going to have that conversation.
I hope so.
Because we don't know the financial strength of GCI, much less each individual corps that actually survives.
I mean, it could very well be that drum corps never happens again. I don't think that's going to happen.
Jeez.
You know,
why did you just put it out there, Jason?
It could. Why not? I mean, we don't know. We don't know what's going
to
happen.
We could never go back to school again.
Yeah. What if, I mean, what if every single drum corps, every single kid just can't make it happen? Or like there's too many unanswered questions. I don't think that's going to happen. I don't have the information to make that claim. I'm saying that it is in a realm of possibility that drum corps as we know it will never happen again.
I think there is a strong possibility that statement as we know it.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you this, like when we were at the Janual, there was a lot of people that under their breath. Sorry. Yeah.
Thanks for the invite. Right. That's what Tifty means.
Yeah, I know. Well, the funny part about the Janual, hot take here, is we were having side conversations, everyone is very like open-minded and like talking about things they want to do. And, like everyone's, and then when we talked about rules, it was like everyone, like the air got sucked out of the room and no one wanted to talk about it. And no one wanted to do any of the ideas. Mm. And not just because my idea got, or our, the Madison Scouts idea got obliterated, which it got obliterated.
But wait, what's interesting, the irony of that, as you and I and Chris Komnick were texting, is we're literally about to do what the Madison Scouts proposed. And do sort of a non-judged, no holds barred.
Well, so for those of you that didn't read the rules, what we basically said, it was Noah Bellamy's idea. And the seed was his idea.
Yeah, Noah just like, I wish we could do this. And Nick Monzi's like, tell me more.
And then Nick literally started, So the idea for the rule was to have portions of the week unjudged, comments only, and then scores. And the reason behind that is because right now, the way that the drum corps model works is more similar to baseball than it is like the NFL. In the NFL, there's like a salary cap. So like everyone has the same money to work with on everything, same time, same resources. And then they have to make decisions for players. Yeah. So for drum corps, I mean, literally the better corps have more time because they perform later.
They do.
Okay. So also they're probably like the Blue Devils have better members than the Madison Scouts right now. Because they're first and we're 17th. Yeah. So, you know, they're going to be able to make changes, make adjustments. They have more rehearsal time. They can sleep more, all of those things. They make more money. So we wanted to create a situation that was not basically taking away what the Blue Devils get because they've been winning. So they get to go on last by taking away some of the adjudicated shows. Because if the Madison Scouts need to make a change, not only is it going to be harder for us to make a change because the kids are younger and less experienced, but it's going to take them longer to get it under their feet. So if Monday, Tuesday early shows are deemed not judged and it's just a performance and people with tickets come, then we can, you know, we don't have to worry about it being maybe a little less clean than, so we can get the changes in. And then, you know, we had other elements where like, well, we could do van voting. So that day, like fans could get on their phone and they would vote. Mm-hmm. Well, that made people really uncomfortable at the Janual.
Of course.
Yeah. We would hate it if you know, like the Colts were the fan favorite and not the Blue
Devils.
That
can't happen. Yeah. We all know the Academy, Music City would have won fan favorite because somebody's rigged, like I'm going to just call it out. Somebody has rigged an algorithm to vote every time when Flow Marching does it. That's why they win. Sorry, guys. Music City doesn't really win every contest.
But why is that a bad thing?
It's not.
Yeah, but that's my point. So it's like
it's the illusion of fairness, right? Yeah. Don't we want a free and fair election, Jason?
Well, I do want a free and fair election.
I wish we had one. Yeah. Anyway, continue.
But so the next part of it is we it would also offer judges to be able to be trained, because right now, like the training for everyone at the Janual complaining about judges, just complaining. It was funny. It was awkward because there were judges there, Gary Markham's. I mean, a fantastic judge, but you know, it's like they're sitting in the room and we're like talking about them right there.
Yeah, right.
The funny part is now we're going to have this experience summer where they're, you know, the first thing that they wanted to do before they canceled is they wanted to shorten the season to be like 1 month. And then we wouldn't do judges because it was too expensive. So we only do judges on weekends. And that's what was funny, because that would have been
our
rule. Yeah. So we're going to get the rule passed. We're just going to have to, I'm going to call all the program coordinators from now until the next Janual and just figure out what does everyone want, figure out how to make it work.
Well,
I just want some rules to get passed that shake things up.
Yeah, let's do it. Well, yeah. if what you say is true, you'll have less of them to call before the next annual.
Yeah.
So if I'm a Madison Scout member who marched in 2019,
yes,
and I hear you say we are not going to have props in 2021, what do you say to them that are like, wait a minute, we didn't have props in 2019 and things didn't go the way we thought they would? And they may think that props are what are beneficial to success.
I will tell you that there are drum corps in the top five this year that we're not planning on using props.
Oh my God, can you spill them?
I can't, but I'll tell you it was more than one of the top six.
More than one. Now, see, five turned to six.
Yeah, so wow. So at least two of the top six, I know we're not using any props.
Wow. And arguably one of the best marching bands in the country, the Ronald Reagan Band, doesn't use props. Yeah. And I know, yes, drum corps is not band, a band's not drum corps.
I wasn't going to say that. I was just going to say they have a million color guard dancers.
Yeah, so what you're saying is we need to have 95 color guard.
No.
Oh, no?
Well, then the horn lines wouldn't be very loud.
Maybe we should have a super corps.
Maybe.
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 Maybe. Maybe we should have a super corps in August and find out what that's like.
You know, we did that once.
Can you imagine if, let's just be conservative, if there were 700 kids that tried out for the Scouts this past year, let's say 400 were brass. That's incorrect, but... Can you imagine if 200 of them showed up? Because when we heard them play that hit, it was like 200 brass.
It was.
And it was very impressive. Remember David Lopie's like, can we, or was it Dan Peterson? Was like, can we just have this many brass the whole time?
Yeah, that was awesome. Well, also remember the Madison Scouts haven't had 200 brass at a camp probably since 2014-15.
Wow.
Yeah.
What do you attribute that success to?
It's all your eyes.
Females?
Yeah,
it's my eyes?
Yeah, it's just your brown chocolate.
These eyes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It's the boost. They were attracted to the boost.
The boot, man. It's the
track
the
pants.
Greatest foot technology invented. So, okay. So I'm a kid listening to this. Doesn't matter if I'm a Madison Scout. I'm a kid, a fan of drum corps, a potential member. I was going to march. What do you want to tell them right now about the situation we are all in?
Well, I would say that anyone that is looking to be a member of drum corps this summer needs to engage somehow and get involved. You know, there's a lot of opportunities out there. I'm really interested to see how all the drum corps respond. The rumors and the underlying heartbeat is that the Boston Crusaders is going to come out very aggressive about trying to do something as well.
Nice.
I'll be really interested to see what drum corps pull through for their membership and offer a youth educational experience, make lemonade out of the lemons.
Yeah.
And get involved in that. You know, and then, you know, as many people as possible need to commit to doing this thing in August. Like I've already like blocked out those 2 weeks.
As have I.
There. Yeah.
Yep.
Because I want to be there. You know, it needs to happen. And that's the thing is the leaders of the activity need to engage.
Correct.
Yeah. And the leaders of the activity aren't just us, the adults, it's the members.
Right.
Right.
So we can't do it without them.
Right.
And we also understand the financial implications and all that other stuff. And
well, yeah, but here's the thing. So like, let's say you're a Madison Scout and now you don't have drum corps anymore. Okay. So you engage in this virtual system we're doing. You can now work all summer.
Oh, that's true.
But you can still do what we're doing. So we're doing online lessons, doing online master classes. Mm-hmm. And you can go get a job at HEB and then you can meet us up there in August. It should actually, I mean, you can enter this for your 2021 season with your dues in the bag because you can work all summer.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, the summer is literally going to be a storm. Yeah. So we're just asking everyone to walk with their head up high.
Yeah. Yeah.
Be afraid of the dark.
At the end of a storm, there's a golden sigh. It's a golden sky. I butchered it. Yeah.
You did. You ruined it. I'm not going to edit that.
Oh, it's the worst.
Yeah, boy.
He didn't even march the Madison Scouts.
I didn't. I just
was like
a fan.
Jim Gaffigan. He doesn't even know the song.
He doesn't even know
the words.
Well, Jason, I thank you for coming on this special Corona take DCI.
Yeah, COVID-19.
COVID-19. COVID-20.
Yeah.
Oh,
it was all worth it for the hamburger. It was worth it.
I don't know if I get sick 14 days from now, I'm gonna really curse that hamburger.
Yeah.
Oh well. Yeah.
Who do you think is going to come out with the most before we end up? Which drum corps do you think is going to be the most intriguing in terms of the plan they lay out?
Well, I'd be lying if I didn't say us.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah.
But if it wasn't the Madison Scouts,
who
would you expect to be the most ground? Because here's the thing. Someone's going to use this as an opportunity to change the game.
Yeah, exactly. The Madison Scouts.
Yeah, so I know I feel very good about the plan that we have, but someone else out there has something that's totally different. Who's that going to be?
You would have to put your money on Blue Devils or Blue Coats.
My money would have to be on Blue Coats. It would have to be, right?
Like, you can imagine Dean and Vanderkoff, all those people just like, hey, remember all those things that we've been trying to push through over the next 10 years?
Yeah.
We can do it now and have everyone fall in love with it.
Yeah.
And then we change the activity forever.
Yeah. Can we get really like edgy? Like who's the drum corps that's going to die that no one thinks they're going to die?
I don't want to put that karma out there. Okay. Jeez, Jason, that is awful. You just had everyone like, yeah. Oh, God, Jason, he's just said that.
Okay, all right. So
look, here's my prediction. Star of Indiana ain't coming back.
That's what I was going to say. It's like, maybe this is when Star comes back, they put it back together.
They're too busy out in Carolina and Boston right now.
That's true.
It's not a hot take. Yeah, that's just the reality of it.
It is.
Oh, Jason, end with something better since you brought us down.
I didn't bring it. I was just trying to. Okay, so the thing is that, you know, today, everyone, and here's the thing, most people knew.
Yeah, we knew the season was going to be.
I mean, there's like text messages. I had like, you know, people DMing me on Instagram, like, members, is this happening? Blah, 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 blah.
Yes.
You know, so, I mean, like, you know, take a day and mourn and all that's awful. But here's the thing is like, it's not the end of the road. And like, we get to decide how we roll with this. I'm a teacher. So I work at Leander ISD right now. And I can tell you that we've been on Zoom calls for the last 2 days straight, trying to figure out how we're going to teach our kids. Yeah. And that's what's going to happen here, because the love of the activity is going to be stronger than this. Right. We just need to make sure that everyone engaged, and the members need to have faith that, you know, this is all about them as a youth activity, and we're going to figure out how to serve them. And that's going to be the best part of all this, is seeing how it all comes together. Like, we've already talked about, like, we're going to teach the Madison Scouts the core song on, like, online somehow. Like, that's going to be I'm excited to be a part
of that.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
We're going to have design team calls where we, like, teach them how you compose things.
Right? Oh, I'm ready. Let's do it.
Yeah. And it's going to be awesome. So,
wow.
Just, you know, everyone needs to engage. Everyone needs to be positive about it. And we're going to get through it. You know, most of us, and it's going to be fine.
Though your dreams be tossed and blown.
I know.
Walk on. Yes. Are you playing Animal Crossing, Jason?
I actually got it, and Joseph's been playing it, and I have not had time to get on it yet, because I don't want to play it for like 30 minutes and get off.
Can't do that. No. So you haven't designed any Madison Scouts gear like I have?
I have not gotten
or
an Animal
Crossing. No. There's a bunch of kids out there that have already done it. Show your Madison Scouts pride, Jason.
Yeah, to be clear, I'm still doing two jobs, and you're doing one job.
Some would argue I'm not really doing that one either.
Yeah, just dicking around all day. Yeah.
This is an adult podcast. Someone's got to make money to pay Mahler so he eats good food and designer pillows.
Someone's got to really take a quality control of Topo Chico to a test.
Correct. Chris Komnick, you know, what's he doing? No Topo in Ohio now, right?
I think Chris Komnick is just trying to figure out how to go to sleep at night right at this point. He's just like, it's so much, it's got to be so much stress. Can't even imagine. I know how stressed I've been. I can't imagine the stress he's going through.
Yeah. Well, based on the beard he's been growing.
Yeah, I know. And I had to, I fell victim. You can't see this, the podcast, but I fell victim of a false news post online. And someone sent me that the CDC said that we were supposed to be shaving our beards. And I was the idiot that shaved my beard. And I literally grew my beard out because Daniel told me that I looked like a big baby. So I've got this awkward half beard right now. Yeah. So
you do, you and Levi, you look like big babies.
I know. Well, it'll come back. This has been 4 5 days, so I need another 2 weeks.
You know when the last time I shaved? It's been 9 days. Yeah, you can't even tell.
Yeah.
I'm perpetually a 14-year-old boy.
Yeah, but it's interesting how, like, there's nothing on the sides, but you do a good goatee.
Yeah, it's the Mexican thing, right? It's like, oh, we got to give you the goatee.
It's almost like you got, like, lasered. Yeah, so you don't have hair there.
No. Yeah. I'm sure girls wish that would happen. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry about
it. Sorry about it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, walk on, Jason.
Walk on.
This episode of Sketchbook Podcast was recorded in Austin, Texas, and was edited and produced by me, Daniel Monthoy Jr. Our logo is created by John Suh of Purpose Designs, and our music is provided by Epidemic Sound. If you enjoy Sketchbook, tell a friend about the show or share a link on social media. You can rate and review this show on Apple Podcasts, and you might find your review featured on a future episode. Got questions, comments, suggestions, or concerns? Email us at sketchbookpodcast@gmail.com. It too could be featured on a future episode. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at SketchbookPod and join the Sketchbook community on Facebook at SketchbookPodcast. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to Sketchbook Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded. Thanks for listening.